Bottom of Kuf Yud Tes Omid Beis, Boy Rabbi Zera, the last few words on the Omid. We're going to study now the Sofik or Zera with regard to a concept that we mentioned at the end of the Shia yesterday of Klitas HaMachitzos, that there are machitzos that surround the Bomas Tzibur, and when the Kodshim enters into those machitzos, there's now a process of klita. Boy Rab Zera, olas bomas yochid, an ola that was sanctified for a boma, l'shem boma, and we're talking about a yochid. So the hakdosha was for a yochid on a boma, and he shechted the Kodshim, and then Hichnisa Bifnim, he brought it inside the Mechitzos of the Bomas Tzibur. So on the one hand, the Shechita was done outside of the Bomas Tzibur, but on the other hand, the Kodshim was brought inside, the Zevach was brought inside the Mechitzos of the Bomas Tzibur. And then he brings it out again, Hotzio Lechutz, he takes it outside the Mechitzos. Mao, what's the din? Shall we say that once he brings the Kodshim into the Bomas HaTzibur, then there was a Klita, the Mechitza, there's a Chalos Shem in the Zevach of Kodshei Bomas Tzibur. So there are two categories of Kodshim in this context. There's the Kodshim of Bomas Tzibur, which could apply in the cases of, for example, Gilgal or Shiloh or Nov Givon, and then there's something called a Bomas Yochid, or otherwise known as a Bomas Ketana. So Kodshe Bomas Ketana and Kodshe Bomas Tzibur. So according to the first Tzad in the Sofek of Rav Zera, since there was Klitas Mechitzos, there was a Chaloshem Din Kodshei Bomas Tzibur, and therefore he has to bring it back inside and do all the avodos inside with all the unique halachos of hakrovas Kodshei Bomas Tzibur. Odilma no, Keva de Ahader. Once he took it out of the mechitzos, it went outside chutzah, then there's no need to bring it back in. It has the status of Kodshei Bomas Yochid as it had from the beginning when he shechted it outside the Bomas Tzibur, outside the Mechitzos. And basically what Rav Zera is vacillating about is, what is the status of Kodshei Bomas Yochid that were taken inside the Mechitzos of the Bomas Tzibur? Is there a transformation of the status of the Kodshim from Bomas Yochid to Bomas Tzibur? In which case, if it left the Mechitzos of the Bomas Tzibur, it has to be brought back inside. Now, just to give a few examples of the Nafkemina, we mentioned Haromas Chaz V'Shok, Tnufas Chaz V'Shok, to give a gift to the Kohen in the case of Shlomim. We spoke about Trumas Lachvei Todah in the case of a Karban Todah. What would be the status here of these Kodshim, of this Zevach, once it was brought into the Mechitzos of the Bomas Tzibur? Does that mean there's a transformation of the status of this Kodshim, and therefore now it's Mechayev Chaz V'Shok, it's Mechayev Truma, or shall we say that since it was taken out of the Mechitzos, then it goes back to its original status of Kodshei Bomas Yochid? And it would seem from the sugi itself that this Sofek of Rav Zera is not dependent upon the Machlokes that we had yesterday on Kuf Yud Tes between Rav Elazar and Rami Bar Chama. Because the whole Sufik here, as presented by Rabbi Zera, is in a situation where the Karban, although it went into the Mechitza of the Bamas Tzibur, went out again, Chutzah. as far as the status of the kodshim, as long as it remains within the mechitzos of the Bamas Tzibur, it seems that Rabbi Zeira accepted the shita of Rabbi Lazar, that he has to be noeg all the dinim of kodshe Bamas Tzibur, whereas, if you recall, the shita of Rami Bar Chama was that since the original Akadosha was Akadosha L'Shem Bamas Yochid, then it retains the status of Bamas Yochid. So within the context of the shita of Rabbi Lazar, here's where Rabbi Zeira has a suffik. What are the two tzadim of the suffik? The entire suffik revolves around this concept called kultua mechitzos. Shall we say kultua mechitzos means that the din of this zevach is that the akrava has to be b'makom, v'makom kodesh. Makom kodesh means here within the mechitzos of the bamas tzibur, and therefore all the dinim of avoda of bamas tzibur apply. And it means that once he's makriv these kodshim inside the bamas tzibur, even if originally they were considered kodshei bamas yochid, now we have to be knowing there's a transformation, and it becomes kodshei bamas tzibur. That's one side in the suffix of Rab Zera. So the kodshim now have the status of kodshei bamas tzibur. Or perhaps we could say the following, that once the carbon was taken out of the mechitzos of the bamas tzibur, then we have no chiv to bring it back in because it is a din of kodshei bamas yochid. Now, if in the first side you have a din of klita, which gives it a din of carbon tzibur, of bamas tzibur, then what happens is there's the mechitzos of the bamas tzibur generate a kedusha of kodshei bamas tzibur, and once that kedusha is effectuated, then even if he takes the zevach, he takes the kodshim outside of the mechitzah of the bamas tzibur, he has to bring it back by virtue of the kedusha, the kiddush process that took place within the mechitzah. So basically, klitas mechitzos is a mekadesh. But I think we have to add one other dimension to the suffix of Rab Zera, and that is, we spoke about klitas mechitzos generating a din of makom kodesh, which means lifnim, inside the mechitzos of the bamas tzibur. Now, it could be very possible that what you're being makriv inside the bamas tzibur is really kodshei bamas yochid. What does that mean? It means there are two dimensions here. There's one dimension of what we call nihug. Nihug means to be noig the din, in this case, of bamas tzibur. In other words, as long as the carbon is in a makom kadosh, you have to be noeg the dinim of bamas tzibur. But if you ask what is the status of the kodesh, since the original kiddush was that of kodshei bamas yochid, it retains its status as bamas yochid. But the nihug of all the dinim here and the avodos, etc., are those of bamas tzibur, and therefore we have to take it back in order to fulfill those dinim. And it could be possible that once he brought the, according to one side of Rabbi Zeira, once he brought the kodshim into the bamas tzibur within the mechitzos, and we generated a din of makom kadosh, as far as this kodshim are concerned, that we have to be knowing in a special kedusha in this carbon, then it may be usur to take this carbon outside. It might be a kind of I'm not sure if the nechisukhi of karis is concerned, because we're talking about heter bamos, but there would be necessarily an iser of chutz in taking this carbon outside of the mechitzos of the bamas tzibur, because we're only being matir, the Torah, the halacha only is matir bamos ktanos when the hour is such, at the moment is such, that the carbon is far away from the bamas tzibur. Now that it finds itself within the mechitzos of the bamas tzibur, and with all the dinim of kedusha that were generated, as we discussed earlier, you're not allowed to take it out of those mechitzos because that's already a din of chutz. So the Gemara at this point wants to introduce the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef and assume that the two tzadim of Rabbi Zera's suffix really depend upon this machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef. In the language of the Shas, Lav Hainu Plukta de Rabba and Rav Yosef, isn't this basically essentially the same machlokas? That suffix is totally the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef de Snan. The Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Me'ilah tells us that Kodshei Kodshim Sheshochtan Bedorom, of course the Shechita of Kodshei Kodshim has to be in the Tzofon, and he went ahead and he shechted it in the Dorom. In such a case, the carbon is pasul, and we don't bring it back on, we don't place it onto the Mizbeach for Halah. And you would think that once the Psul is Chal, that would be Mafkia Me'ilah. And yet the Mishnah establishes mol in Bohem. There still is an Iser Me'ilah. In other words, if you would view the Shechita Bidorom as meaningless, it would be like Chanika, it would be like Mesa Me'alem, as if the carbon died, the animal died, and that would for sure be Mafkia the Din Me'ilah, as it's clear from Masechta Me'ilah at the very beginning of the Masechta. But here, he did a Shechita, and it's not like Mesum Aleihem, and even though the Shechita is a Shechita Psul as far as Kodshim is concerned, nevertheless it still has a Shem Shechita. And that Shem Shechita is meaningful to extend the Din of Me'ilah, and that's why it says Mol in Bohem. And this approach works out according to Rav Yosef, as we'll soon see. Because Iboilahu, on this Mishnah and the din of Molabam after the Shechita Bedorim of Kodshei Kodshim, the suffix was Olu Mahu. What happens if they brought the carbon after the Shechita, this Pasul of Shechita, this Pasul of carbon, and they put it on the Mizbeach? Shall we say Yardu? Yardu? In other words, once we put the Evarim of the carbon on the Mizbeach, we have to take them off the Mizbeach. Or shall we say that there was a Kiddush HaMizbeach, which is very similar to the concept that we've been dealing with of Kiddush HaMachitzos, and that's called him Olu Lo Yerdu. Rabba Omar Yerdu. Rabba says that this Kodshim are completely possible in a very chumradik way, a psul chomur, and the Mizbeach does not have the possibility of being Makadish the Evaria carbon if they were brought on top of the Mizbeach. And why is that so? Because Rabba holds that a Mizbeach does not have the power, it cannot effectuate a Kiddush on Karbonos that was Shechted Chutzlim Komal. And here, of course, in Kodshei Kodshim, the Shechita has to be B'Mokom Tzofon, and he did it in a different Mokom in Dorom. And the Gemara thinks right now that the parallel case to Rabba, would be our case of klitas mechitza of a carbon that was shechted chutz mechitza. Again, it's just like the case of the shechita of a carbon that the mechitza for that shechita is tzafon kodshi kodshim, and instead he went chutz mechitza, so he did the shechita outside the mechitzos. In the Dorom, here too, he shechted a carbon that could have been niklat and mekudosh through Bamas Tzibur within the mechitzos, but he did the shechita outside of the mechitzos. And basically the Gemara's equation here, the analogy is between klitas mizbeach and klitas mechitzos. That if according to Rabba im olu yeredu, it means that there's no possibility of the mizbeach to be kolet, so too, in the case of a shechita chutz le mechitzos bamas hatzibur, there's no possibility for those mechitzos to be kolet.
However, Rav Yosef holds in Olu Lo Yerd, in the case of Shkita Bedorom, it means that there is a Klita Mizbeach, and the Gemara thinks that if according to Rav Yosef there's Klitas Mizbeach, so too there's Klitas Mechitza in the case of Bomas HaTzibur. So even though the Shkita was Bachutz, outside of the Bomas HaTzibur, nevertheless, the moment he brings it into the Kodesh Pnima, meaning into the Mechitzos, within the Mechitzos of the Bomas HaTzibur, the Bomas HaTzibur would be Kolet, meaning they would generate that Kedusha that we spoke about earlier, and therefore he's got to be noeg all the dinim of Kodshei Bomas Tzibur. So once again, just to summarize, the Gemara makes a tlut here, an interdependence between the issue of Mizbeach with regard to Eshchita Sheblobim Koma in the case of Dorom, and Klitas Mechitzos of Abomas Tzibur. And since Rabba holds that the Mizbeach is not kolet these Kodshim Psulim because the Shechita was Chutzlim Milamakom Lumkomam in terms of the Azora, so too Rabba would hold that the Mechitzos of the Bamas Tzibur would not have the power to effectuate a Klita because the Shechita was Chutzlim Koma, was outside of the Mechitzos of the Bamas Tzibur. Rav Yosef, on the other hand, would hold that the Mizbeach is kolet, and therefore im olu lo yerdu in the case of Shechita Chutzlim Koma Dorom, and therefore by analogy he would hold that the Mechitzos of the Bamas Tzibur would be kolet and Mekadesh the Zevach that was earmarked for a Bamas Yochid, a Bamas Ketana, and was shechted outside the Mechitzos, but now it was brought into the Mechitzos, and the Mechitzos will be kolet and generate the din of Kodshei Basar Bamas Tzibur. Now we want to add 2 points over here. First of all, the Gemara is operating with the Svara that the reason for Rabba that Ein HaMizbeach Mekadesh Kodshim Shenishchetu Chutzim Koman means that even though this is called in universal terms Psulam BaKodesh, meaning Kodshei Kodshim that was Shechted B'Dorom are to be subsumed and categorized for sure as Psulam BaKodesh, because if not, how could the Mishnah say that there's a Din Me'ilah? And we would think that since it's Psulam BaKodesh, there should be a Din of Mechitza, and the Mizbeach should be Kolet. And in a parallel sense, we would say that the Mechitza should be Kolet in Kodshei Bamas Yochin, that went, after the Shechita Bachutz, went inside the Mechitzos. But nevertheless, Rabbah holds that despite the fact that these Kodshei Kodshim that was Shechted Chutzim Komam in the Dorom, and that's called Psulam BaKodesh, and that's why the Mishnah establishes a Din Me'ilah, but nevertheless, as far as being makriv this carbon on the Mizbeach, even in the case of Olu, it's Yardu, and the Mizbeach is not kolet because it's Psulei Kodshim, even though it's Psulam BaKodesh, and the same thing should apply as far as the Mechitzos of Bomas HaTzibur. That's point number one. Rashi, Dibra Maskel Lav, says that the Svara of Rabbah, and this is really reflective of the final Maskon of the Gemara, is that Shechitas Dorom is not considered Shechit at all. Notice this carbon is considered Psulo Chutz LaKodesh, and therefore Einam is Be'ach Mekadsho. But we're not ready for that Svara, and at this point it's very difficult to assume that Svara, because the animal didn't die. There was a Shechita here. And I was wondering, the Shechita is certainly valid as far as a Shechitas Chulin is concerned, to remove the Issur Nevela if he ate the Basar. I mean, he might be violating other Issurim, but not Nevela. Now, if we're going to say that Kolto So Mechitza, it becomes engendered with the Din and the status of Kodshei Bomas Tzibur, then Lemafreya, the Shechita that was Chutzim Chitzoso, now becomes a Shechita Re'uya because of the fact that the Klita of the Mechitzos would generate the Din of Kodshei Bomas Tzibur. Now you have to somehow be mitzayif the original Shechita for these Kodshim. And Rabba might be perturbed by this, you know, to set up a Shechita L'mafreya, that in its time that Shechita had no relationship to Kodshei Bomas Tzibur, and now L'mafreya to say that because it went into the Mechitzos and the Mechitzos Koli, now L'mafreya, the Kodshim, from the get-go, from the Shechita become Shechitas Kodshei Bomas Tzibur. That's something that Rabba finds difficult to accept. But now I wanted to make another important point here as we go on. In terms of the Mahalach of this sugya, especially according to Rashi, we have the following problem. Even according to Rav Yosef, who maintains in the case of Shechita Bedorom of Kodshei Kodshim, that Im Olu Lo Yeredu, we also know that the Halacha is Im Yeredu, is Shuv Lo Yalu. Even when there's a din of Im Olu Lo Yeredu, but the sugya back on Pei Gimel, wherever it was, Pei Dalet establishes, and it's explicit in the Mishnah, that even if Im Olu Lo Yeredu, but Kishem Shim Olu Lo Yeredu, Kachim Yeredu Lo Yalu. If they went down from the Mizbech, you don't put them back up on the Mizbech once they were taken off. So now, if we want to compare this sugya of Shechita Bedorom to the case of Klitas Mechitzas Bamas Tzibur, then we should say the following, that whether you hold like Rabba or Rav Yosef, since he took the Zevach outside of, right, after the Zevach was brought inside the Mechitzas of the Bamas Tzibur, he took it outside, then taking it outside is equivalent to the case, it parallels the case of Im Yardu. And Im Yardu, we don't bring it back in. So even Rav Yosef should agree that in the case of Kodshei Bamas Yochid, Sheyotzu Achutza, right, that you should not have to bring it back inside to the Bamas Tzibur. Now, again, while it's inside the Mechitzas, that's one thing, but once it was taken outside the Mechitzas, that's the equivalent of Im Olu V'yardu is Shuv Lo Yalu. That's a difficult point in this sugi that has to really be worked on. The Gemara rejects this interdependence and says, no, Tiboy L'Rabba, Tiboy L'Rav Yosef. No, it's the Suffolk of Rabbi Zera is a valid suffolk and has two valid studim, both according to Rabba and according to Rav Yosef as well. Tiboy L'Rabba, the suffolk should be even according to Rabba, and we would suggest that Kodshei Bamas Yochid, when the Shechita took place chutz, and then it came inside the Mechitzos, you could say that even according to Rabba, Niklitu, there was a Klita Yidea Mechitza. And therefore, even if the Kodshim were taken outside of the Mechitza, you have to bring them back into the Mechitza, because there was a Klita. The Adkan Lokama Rabba, when did Rabba say that there's no Klita that's in the din of Eivari Kodshei Kodshim, when he shechted in Bachutz, and they were brought on top of the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach is not Makadesh, and Im Olu Yardu applies, that's only the Mizbeach. If you're talking about the power of the Mizbeach to effectuate a Klita and a Kiddush in such a way that now the Mizbeach is Makadesh Kodshei Kodshim that was shechted Bedorom, that is no possibility. Chazile Mekadesh Delo Chazile Lo Mekadesh. The power of the Mizbeach, and this is clear from the Mishnah in Pei Gimel, is to be Mekadesh that which is Royal Mizbeach. That which is Eino Royal Mizbeach, the Mizbeach has no power to be Mekadesh. And therefore, in the case of Shechutei Dorom, once the Karm became Possel in such a Chumra Dika Psul, it's now judged as Shechutei Chutz vis-a-vis the Mizbeach. And it's not Royal Mizbeach. The Mizbeach cannot be Mekadesh. Avol, but in the case of Mechitza, meaning in the case of the Klita of Mechitzas Bamas HaTzibur, it could be that here Rabba would agree, the Afal Gav, even though Delo Chazile, meaning even though Shechted Bachutz, and therefore you would say at this point it's not Roy to come inside the Mechitzas, nevertheless Kolta. Once he brings it inside the Mechitzas can be Kolet. Meaning, Mizbeach is only relevant to be Mekadesh that which is royal Mizbeach. And Psulim, in this very extreme situation, where basically the animal is like a dead animal, there's no possibility of the Mizbeach being Mekadesh. But in terms of Mechitzos, even though at one point the Shechita was done Bachutz, meaning outside the Mechitzos of the Bamas Tzibur, and therefore was Lo Chazilei, and it's ain't a royal level of Tocha Mechitzos, but nevertheless, once it was brought post facto into the Mechitzos, it's called the Mechitzos. And that's one side in the Suffolk of Reb Zera within Rabba's frame of reference, O Dilma. And now the Gemara says we could have the same Suffolk in the other direction to say that maybe Mechitzos is not Koletes, Afilu Rav Yosef. Ad kan lo kam Rav Yosef hasam el dechad mokom hu. When does Rav Yosef say that we apply the principle of im olu lo yeredu in shkutei darom? That's only because it's chad makom, meaning at the time of the psul of the karbon, it was all inside the azara. Again, it wasn't in the tzfon azara; it was in the darom of the azara. But nevertheless, it's called one makom as far as hechsher kodshim is concerned, and therefore it's very possible to say that in Shkutei Dorom, that's Rav Yosef Shita, the Mizbeach came in Sha'olu, Shuv Lo Yeredu, and there was a din of Mizbeach Makadesh. Aval Hocha, but here in the case of Kodshe Bamas Yochid, that were brought after the Shechita, were brought inside the Mechitzos, the Trei Mekomos Ninu. In other words, the Makom Shechita was Bachutz. The Makom Kodesh is Toch Mechitzos Bamas HaTzibur, the two different Mekomos. Lo, we're not going to say that now the Mechitzos of the Bamas HaTzibur could be collate something, a Zevach that was established in terms by its Shechita, in terms of a Mekom that's Chutz, that's a totally different location. In other words, we don't assume that Dorom vis-a-vis Tzofon is Chutz. So now we say the following, that even according to Reb Zera, I'm sorry, Reb Zera would say in one side that even according to Reb Yosef, since this kodshim was not designated mitchilasa to be brought in a makom kodesh, but rather bachutz, wherever it was shechted, it's not roy bechlal to a makom kodesh. And we're not going to say that the mechitzos were koltos. We're not going to say that the Iker Shem Kodshe Bamas Yochid was replaced and the Kodshim were now magically transformed into Kodshe Bamas Tzibur. That we can't say. And even though he brought it inside the Mechitzos, but that's not going to change the nature of the Kiddush and the status of the Kodshim. Now, it's very important to point out that when he brought the Zevach, the Bamas Yochid, after the Shechita, he brought it into the Mechitzos of the Bamas Tzibur. He did not implement any of the other Avodos. For example, let's say he did the Zrika on the Mizbeach inside the Bamas Tzibur, that would constitute an Akira, and it would undermine the status of the Karbon as Kodshe Bachutz, meaning Kodshe Bama Ketana, and transform it into Kodshe Bamas Tzibur, because here we don't need a din of Klitzas Mechitzas, all we need a din of Akira through the Zrika Saddam, and it was the Avoda was Mamish, the Avoda of Kodshe Bamas Tzibur Bama Gedola. But our situation is such where it was Nichnas, he brought the limbs of the carbon inside the Mechitza Bamas Tzibur, but no Avodas Pnim were implemented. And that's where the Sofik Rav Zera is, whether or not there's a Chalos Din Klita on Kodshe Bamas Yachid when they enter into the Mechitzas of a Bamas Tzibur, and that transforms the Karbon and engenders a shame Kodesh. At the end of the day, the Gemara remains with a Teku, there's no Achra to this Sofik, and it's an Ibai Delo Ifshita. Now the Gemara goes back to Rabban Rav Yosef and enters into an entire Maso Matan to try to understand the Suffolk of Rav Zera. So we're talking about again Kodshe Kodshim that was shechted in the Darom, which is called Chutzim Komo, and they were brought onto the Mizbeach. Do they remain on the Mizbeach, or do we have to take them off the Mizbeach? The Gemara says, "Dipshito le'la Rabba b'chad gisa u'la Rav Yosef b'chad gisa." It was simple. It was certain in the eyes of Rabba to be machria, like one of the tutzdadim, meaning that you should in this nidon you should be morid, you should take it off the mizbech. And in the eyes of Rav Yosef, was posh to be machria, like the other side, lo yeridu. Says the Gemara, although Rabba was definite in one side and Rav Yosef in the opposite, Miboy Leil Rav Yane had a suffix about this very question. The boy Rav Yane, Evre Olas Bomas Yochid, the Avanaivorim of a Korban Ola, it was sanctified, it was, the Akdosha was for the purpose of Bomas Yochid, it was shechted outside of the Bomas Tzibur, and then the Kodshim were brought inside after the Shechita into the Mechitzos of the Bamas Tzibur. And in Rav Yane's case, the Basar became Pasul. Let's say they came in contact with the Tomei or some other Psul. And again, the Gir says, we have it in the Gemara, it doesn't mention that these Eivarim were Nifsalu, but the parallel Sugi is in the Ilan Daf Gimel. And there the Gemara spells it out, and the Lashon of the Gemara there is Olas Bamas Yochid Shechnisa Shenifsala V'olu Ma'u Sheyerdu. That was the suffix of Rav Yanai. Sha'olu Mizbech Ma'u Sheyerdu. And the suffix of Rav Yanai in the Din of Karban Pasul, which was shechted outside of its Mechitza, and then it went on to the Mizbeach, whether or not Yerdu Yered or Lo Yered, this is really the Machlokes Rabba and Rav Yosef in the case of Shechita Bedaro. Teku. And the suffix of Rav Yane remains an outstanding suffix. Now the Gemara goes back to discuss the different Chiluke Dinim, the distinctions between Bomas Tzibur and Baris Yochid, and quotes two statements of Amoroim in this context. Itmar, Shechitas Laila Bebamas Yochid. We're going to have here a machlokas. What's the deal in the case where the Shechita of a Bamas Yochid, a private Bama, was implemented Laila? Normally, all four avodas have to be done Biyom, but that's only as far as the Beis HaMikdash is concerned. What about in the Bamas Yochid? Is Rav Shmuel Chadomer Ksheira, Chadomer Psula? According to one, the Shechita is Shechita Ksheira. No, it's the halacha that passels a Shechita's Kodshim Balayla doesn't apply in the case of a Bamas Yochid. And the other Mandi Omer says that the Shechita is a Shechita Psula. The Gemara says that this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about Shechita Balayla and a Bamas Yochid is really a machlokas about how to interpret a statement of Rabbi Elazar. V'kamifli be the Rabbi Elazar. Now, Rabbi Elazar himself raises a contradiction between two psukim, the mashmos of two psukim. And these psukim come from Tanakh, from Shmuel Aleph Perek Yudalit. Ksiv, in one pasuk it says, Vayomer Bigadetem Golu Elai Hayom Evan Gdola. This is Shaul HaMelech, and Shaul HaMelech is going to be Makriv a Korban on a Bama, and he's Makvid Hayom. Hayom means while it's still daylight, to be Male the Korbanos on a Bama Ketan, on a Bama's Yochid. And this would seem to indicate that even in the case of a Bamas Yochid, there's no Shechita Balayla. The Psul of Laila applies. Where was this Mizbeach organized? It was built in the Sdei HaMelchama, out in the field, in the battlefield. And it has the status, Rashi says here, of a Bamas Yochid. So he was Makpid Shaul Fiyom Uksiv, but the very next pasuk in that same parasha says, Vayomer Shaul putzu ba'am v'amartelem hagisha elai ish shoro v'ish siyeu ushchatetem bazev v'achaltem v'lo sechetol Hashem lechol adam v'agisha kolam ish shoro b'yodo halayla v'ishchetu sham.
Here the pasuk explicitly says that they implanted the shechita layla. So we have now a contradiction between two psukim. And in order to reconcile that contradiction, we have the machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. Mar Mishani, according to one opinion, that which is posel b'layla, shchitas layla, n'bomas yochid, is kan b'chulin. In other words, the other posel, which indicates that they did implement the shchita b'layla, that's not talking about shchitas kodshim, but rather shchitas chul. So kan b'shchitas chul and kan b'shchitas kodshim. With regard to shchitas chul, and of course they're not makbid if the shchitas is balayla, because in behemoth chul there's no difference between yom and layla. However, the pasuk that seems to indicate that Shaul was mizdares and he was makbid to do the shchitas by yom, that's shchitas kodshim. So we see that shchitas layla is psula even in a bamas yochid. Mar mishani, according to the other opinion, Enochinami shchitas kodshim balayla nebomas yochid is kosher. And how do we reconcile the seeming apparent contradiction between the two verses? Kan, when it says that Shaul was mizdaris to shecht v'day, is v'kodshe boma gedola. Those korbanos that were sanctified from the get-go, al das, for the purpose, the intention of being maladem on a bomas tzibur. Therefore, the laws of Avodas HaKarbon that apply in the Beis HaMikdash apply equally in a Bamas Tzibur, and therefore they had to shecht it by Yom. For Khan, but the pasuk that says they shecht it by Lai, that's Kodshei Bama Ketana. Those are Karbonos that the original Hakdosha was Aldas, a Bamas Yochid. And in the case of Bamas Yochid, a Kodshei Bamas Yochid, the Shechita B'Layla is Kshera. There's no din of Psul Layla in a Bamas Yochid. So the first opinion that says, no, we're going to have to say B'Layla is only in Chulin, holds that Shechita B'Bamas Yochid B'Layla is Psul. The second opinion holds that Shechita B'Layla in a Bamas Yochid is Kshera. That's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Itmar, olas bomas yochid. Okay, we have halacha in a carbon ola called hefshed v'nituach, and the question is, does that apply? Is that a requirement in bomas yochid? And here we have machlok shin rav and rab yochan. A rav amar ein teuna hefshed v'nituach. That's the mitzvah of hefshed v'nituach at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra in a carbon ola, to skin the hides off, the ar off, or to cut up and dismember the limbs of the body before you put it on the eish, that mitzvah only applies in a bamas tzibur, but not in a bamas yochid. Rabbi Yochan Amar, teuna hefshed v'nituach, there's no difference whatsoever between a bamas yochid and a bamas tzibur as far as the korban ola vis-a-vis the mitzvah of hefshed v'nituach. So even an ola on a bamas yochid requires hefshed v'nituach according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara clarifies, become miflegi b'de Rabbi Yossi ha'glili. And this machlokas is really a machlokas within the context of the opinion of Rabbi Yossi ha'glili, the sanya Rabbi Yossi ha'glili omer, ola shehekrivu Yisrael b'midbar. We know that before Matan Torah, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Vayishlach es narei b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olos v'yizbichu zvachim shlamim l'Hashem parim, they brought Karbonos Ola, and this was in the Midbar, right before, on the 5th of Sivan, before Matan Torah. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, Ein teuna hefshed v'nituach. That Karbon Ola that was brought before Matan Torah did not require hefshed v'nituach. She'ein hefshed v'nituach ela me'ol moed v'elech. That the parsha in Karbon Ola that generates a mitzvah, a requirement of hefshed v'nituach, that only applies from the moment of oel moed and on.
That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Haglili recorded in the Braisa. And now we have Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What exactly is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili? Mar Savar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the exclusion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili only applies to karbonos that were kodem hakomas oel moed, aval may ace hakomas oel moed v'yelech, from the time of the establishment of an olmoid and on, the mitzvah of hefshet v'nituach is no heges bechol makom lo shna banu gedol lo shna banu ketana. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. So in other words, it's not that Rabbi Yossi Haglili was being mafkia the requirement, the mitzvah of hefshet v'nituach in a bamas yachid, but rather he was talking about two different periods of time. Before the establishment of the olmoid, there was one din of Bama, and after the establishment of the old Moed, from that moment and on, there was a new din of Bama that would require fulfilling the mitzvah of Hefshei V'nituach in a Karban Ola, even in a Bama Ktana. And on the other hand, Marasava Rav is of the opinion that, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, after Hakomas Ol Moed, there's a distinction between Bama Gdola in, which requires Hefshet V'nituach, Bama Ketana Lo. And therefore, since the Karban Ol that was brought at the end of Parshas Mishpatim predates Matan Torah, therefore it had a status of Bama Ketana, therefore it doesn't require Hefshet V'nituach according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, because that's the din of Kodshe, or in this case an Ola of Bama Ketana. There's no mitzvah of Hefshet V'nituach, that mitzvah, Eina no Heges. The Gemara doesn't explain at all what Rav is based on, what's the Tam of this din. In fact, the Gemara back on Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis establishes a Tam for each din that's not Noeg B'Bamas Yachid. We should have found some source and some drasha to establish that there's no din of Hefshet V'nituach in B'Bamas Ketana. The Gemara now supports Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Braisa that would support Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa says, Dvarim Shebein Bama Gdola Bama Ketana. It has a whole list of distinctions between a Bama Gdola and a Bama Ketana, then a whole list of similarities between the two. So let's go through the Reisha first. The contrast between a Bama Gdola and a Bama Ketana applies to the following. These are all dinim of the Mizbeach. What is the Mizbeach and what are its requirements in a Bama Gdola? Number one, you require Keren, you require Kevesh, you require Yesod, Ribua. All this is required in a Bama Gdola. However, in a Bama Ketana, Ein, Keren, V'Yesod, V'Kevesh, Ribua. These four fundamental definitions of Mizbeach and requirements therein are inapplicable to a Bama Ketana. So in a Bama Gdola, we need a Mizbeach that has four kronos. We need an Alma Yisod on the bottom of the Mizbeach. We need a Kevesh, a ramp that goes up for the Aliyas Kohanim onto the Mizbeach. We need the Tzura of a Ribua. It has to be absolutely square. In a Mizbeach on a Bama, of a Bama Ketana, none of these dinim apply. And because basically in all the psukim that set up these requirements, the pasuk says ha-mizbeach with a he-ayidiyah that indicates the mizbeach of the old moed, not the mizbeach of a bamas yachid. Like for example, it says karnos ha-mizbeach, or it says yisod ha-mizbeach, pnei ha-mizbeach, which means the kevesh, and also the pnei ribua ha-mizbeach, the ribua of the mizbeach of an old moed, as opposed to a bamas yachid. Now, kiyar v'kano, these are another two requirements in a bama gdola. Ein kiyar v'kano b'bama ketana. In a bama gdola, we need a kiyar of nechoshes, which is set up on top of a platform, a basis, a base that's made of nechoshes of copper. And this is not a requirement in a bama ketana, because the Torah says in Shmos Perek Lamed v'nasato so bein oel moed u'bein ha-mizbeach. And again, Ol Moed is emphasized Hamizbeach with a Yedia Velo Bibomas Yochid. And finally, the last distinction and contrast is with regard to Chaz V'Shok. Chaz V'Shok in the cases of Shlomim and Toda, are requirements in a Bama Gdola, but V'ein Chaz V'Shok V'Bama Ketana. So therefore we don't need a Haramas Chaz V'Shok to give the Kohen after the Tnufa his portion of the Chaz V'Shok in the Todin Shlomim. Masha'en Kain in Todin right, I'm sorry, that we have, that's a requirement in a Bama Gdola, but we don't have the same requirement in the case of Shlomim and Todos in a Bama Ketana, because the Pasuk says Tnufa Lifnei Hashem, and a Bamas Yochid is not considered Lifnei Hashem. Now we get to the Sefer of this Brisa, which establishes the Tzad HaShava, the common denominator between a Bama Gdol and a Bama Ketana, Dvarim Sheshovsa, that are equal, B'Bama Gdol, B'Bama Ketana, and there's no distinction, is Shechita, B'Bama Gdol, Ketana, there is a requirement of Shechita, to Shech the Karbon. And the basic logic here in equating a Bama Gdola and a Bama Ketana is that we don't find any pasuk that excludes Bama's Yochid from any of these dinim. Again, I'm not exactly sure what the Havamina was. Is there a serious Havamina that Shechita would be in a, we dropped the requirement of Shechita and a Bama Ketana? But in any event, Hefshed V'Nituach, here we get into the Machlokas that we mentioned earlier between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about Hefshed V'Nituach and a Karbon Ola, is B'Gdola U'Ketana. The Brisa clearly indicates that both a Bama G'dola and a Bama Ketana as well require this mitzvah of Hefshed V'Nituach. Then we go on to Dam Matir. The din is that if you want to eat the basa, the zevach, he first needs rikas adam, that's the matir. And we have a din of mefagel, of machsheves pigel of chutz l'zmanu, that passes the karbon. And that's b'gdola b'ktana, those dinim are noegim, whether it's a bama g'dola or a bama k'tana. Later on at the end of this chapter, we're going to learn a derivation. How do we know that pigel applies, the din of pigel applies even to a bama Ketana. In addition, the Brice establishes that the psulim of Bali Mumim, as far as Hakrovas Karbonos, apply both in a Bama Gdola and a Bama Ketana as well. And the Achronim point out that we don't find in the Torah that the Torah is machshir mumim in a bama ketana, and in the absence of such a yalfusa, we assume that the psul of bali mum applies to bama ketana the same way it applies to bama gdola. In fact, he says here that this concept of mum has a double application. It applies to those who are doing the avoda and the mumim in the carbon and the behema itself. With regard to the mumim in the carbon itself, we have a special ribui that passels even a bama ketana. So it's not enough just to say, as Rashi would have it, that, well, we don't find a pasuk to be machshir, but rather we have a special miut, a separate yalfusa, to exclude mum and passel such a karbon in the case of, even in the case of bamas yochid. Vizman, in other words, we have a designated allotted time, a restriction for achilas karbonos, and that's shavim bibama gdola bama ketana. And after that time period, we have a psul of nosar. But one thing is clear, that this brisa tells us that the din of hefshed v'nituach applies to both bama ketana and a bama gdola, exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. This brisa therefore would support the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. There's a kasha here from the Keren Ora, and we'll take a shot at it. He says, L'chora, there's no proof from this brisa to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rav would also agree that according to Rabbi Akiva, back on Kuftes Vav, an ola, the ola that was brought by Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar before Matan Torah required Hefshed V'Nituach, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita, and therefore an Ola Nebomis Yochid would likewise require Hefshed V'nituach. The whole machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochan is only within the context of Rav Yossi Aglili, who holds that the Ola that they brought in the Midbar before Matan Torah did not require Hefshed V'nituach. And Rav was the one who said that basically what Rav Yossi Aglili is telling us is that Ola in the Midbar is paradigmic of any Ola that's brought on a Bama Ketana, and it doesn't require Hefshed V'nituach. Rav can simply say that this Braisa reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, but Eino Chinami, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's no din, there's no mitzvah of Hefshed V'nituach on a Bama Ketana. And the Keren Ora leaves this as an open-ended question. The Mishnah establishes, Aval Nosar V'Hazman V'Tomi Shovin Bazeh U'Bazeh. We have three psulim that apply equally to a Bama Ketana as they do to a Bama Gedola. And the Gemara, having brought this, is going to bring this price and then ask Minayin, what is the source? How did the Chachomim know that Zman, which is Machsheves Pigul, passels even a Karban in a Bamas Yochid? Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Lasos Zman, meaning how do we know the din of Pigul applies, is Noe Gam Bibama Ktana Kibibama Gdola. Now again, it seems a little bit odd. Why are we looking for a source, a Yalfusa basis, to add the psul of Pigul, the din of Pigul, and a Bama Ktana? Why don't we just say that since we didn't find a pasuk that excludes Bama Ketana for the din of Pigul, then ipso facto, it has the same din as a Bama Gedola. Just like we said before with regard to Shechita, or Hefshed V'nituach, or Dam being Matir, the Achilas HaZevach, or the Psul of Mumim. So why did the Braisa need to find a Drasha, L'Rabos Psul Pigul, B'Bama Ketana? Why should we assume otherwise? And Rashi offers an answer here, which we'll see on Amud Beis, that there's a Binyan Av. We find a Binyan Av with regard to the Psul of Yotze, that the Psul of Yotze is not Shayach in a Bama Ketana. And we should apply the same logic for other Psulim to tell me that just like the Psul of Yotze is not Noeg in a Bama Ketana, so too the Psul of Pigul is not Noeg B'Bama Ketana. That's why we need a special pasuk to include the din of Pigul in a Bama Ketana. Now here there's a Girsa question about the Hemshech here, the Braisa. It says, Amra Torah Lon, meaning we're talking about Lina with the Psul of Nosar, if the Basar is left beyond the Zman of Achili, a lot of time for Achili, Yisarif. The Pesukim Vayikra Zayin says, Vanosem Ibsar HaZevach B'yomash Libayish Yisarif. Upigul Yisarif. So the same din should apply to Pigul. We have our Lachal Moshe Misina that we received, the tradition, oral tradition, that all Kodshim that became Pasul require Sreifa. The classical case is Nosar. Now, we're taking the psul of Nosar and we're extending it to Pigul, so to speak. The din and the psul of Nosar with the Chi of Sreifa applies not just to Nosar, but also to Pigul. And therefore, if we go a step further, says the Braisa, Ma lun posul bibama, af Pigul posul bibama. Again, we haven't established a source for the psul lina in Obama, but let's just take it as a given. And he says Yisbayer b'hemshech hasugya, that the Gemara hasn't clarified yet how we know that there's a psul of lina in Bama Ketana. But in any event, assuming there's a psul of lina, and we have now an overall equation which with all the psulim we found before, that we have the psul of lina that requires Sreifa as Nosar. Now we extended that and applied it to Pigul, that the Psul of Pigul requires Sreifa. And that's the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai that we mentioned, that all Kodshim Psulim require Sreifa. Now if we operate within this framework of equating all the psulim, then just as we have a psul of lina in a bama ketana, therefore we're going to assume that there's a psul of pigul in a bama ketana. And now the Braisa rejects this and says, "O klach lederech zu." Well, perhaps you could say, "Well, we have a different equation." Da omra Torah lon yisarev, yotze yisarev. The Torah says that in the case of lina and nosar, you burn the nosar. In the case of yotze, meaning if the korban was taken outside the azara, yisarev. And this really, to appreciate this, you have to learn the parsha of Yom HaShmini L'Miluim with regard to the Sar of Rosh Chodesh in Moshe Rabbeinu's Chakira. He was wondering why they burnt the Sar of Rosh Chodesh on the eighth day of the Miluim, and he declared in Vayikra Yud, Hein lo huva es dama el HaKodesh Pnima. And the Gemara Pesachim interprets this Pnima that what Moshe Rabbeinu was finding difficult is that since the korban was bifnim and it wasn't taken outside, why should it be burnt? And the implication is that had it been taken out of the azara, it would be royal l'sreifa. So we have a din of yotze yisarev, and therefore we should say ma yotze kosher bebama af lon kosher bebama. So you might have a havamina to say that just like the psul of yotze doesn't apply to a bama, because in bama there are no mechitzas, you can't say it was taken out of the mechitzas because there are no mechitzas. So too the psul of nosar should not apply to bama ketana, and nosar itself should be kosher in a bama ketana. And then again, we don't know pigul if we don't know nosar. So the Braisa tries to say the following: Let's apply a different logic, a different proof. Lav kavachomer hu mi ofos. Perhaps we could derive the din of psul pigul with a kalachomer from ofos. What we find with regard to korbanos ha'of is that there's a psul of pigul, and that psul of pigul is no egg, even in kodshe b'maktano. And here we're turning to kufchaf amid beis. V'arei dvarim kalachomer. We should present the following kalachomer. Uma ofos are considered kal. What's the kul of ofos? Ein mum posel behem. This is a brice in Tmura daf yudal tamus v'zachus b'behem of yain tamus v'zachus b'ofos. So there's no psul of mum with regard to ofos. And they're not posel akrova unless they become trefa or mechusar ever, they're missing a limb. And nevertheless, Zman posel bohem. In other words, Machsheves Pigul, at the time Malika, or the time of any of the other Avodos, to eat it after the Zman, passels the Karbon Ha'of. And this is based on a Mishnah earlier, Masechta Zvachman, Daf Mem Gimel, Kol Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Bein Li Odom, Bein Li Mizbeach, Chayoven Alev Mishum, Pigul. And Olas Ha'of, Doma Matir's Besor L'Mizbech, Chatos of Doma Matir's Besor L'Kohanim, and Kol Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Bein Li'Achil Sodu Bein L'Mizbech, is Chayv Lo Mishum Pigul. So if an oaf, which has the kula that a Bal Mum, a Mum is not Posel, and yet Zman, meaning Machsheves Pigul, is a Posel, is Kod Shei Boma Ketano, Shamum Posel Behem. We never had an issue right here on Omer Aleph about a Mum that it passels for a Boma Ketano, is Eino Din, how much more so Shei Zman Posel Behem, that there should be a Psul of Pigul. The Braisa now offers a pircha to this kalvachomer. Maybe it's possible to say mali ofos, shekain, there is a chumer in ofos that we don't find in zvachim, she'ein hazar kosher bahem. In other words, a zar is not kosher to be makriv a korban of. And that chumra might generate, that might be the source for the psul of pigul, tomar bibama ketana, Shazar kosher ba, right? The Mishnah back on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel establishes that in a bama ketana zar is kosher. Is therefore lo yehi zman posel ba. You know, you don't have the chumra of an oaf which has the psul of a czar, right? In all kodshim that are brought on a bama ketana, there's no psul of czar as there would be in an ophos. Therefore, by virtue of the psul of the chumr, of ophos, we would generate a psul of pigul. That has no application in the case of shar kodshim. So therefore, we're still stuck, and we don't have a source for the din of pigul in a bama ketana. Talmud lomar, if we cannot derive it, the din of pigul in kodshei bama ketana from the kal vachomer, we have to derive it from a pasuk in Vayikra Zion. It says v'zos toras zevach hashlamim. The Torah gave one Torah achas, one din, universal din for all korban shlamim, even in the case of shlamim that are brought on bama ketana. All the dinim that are written in the parish of shlamim apply even to shlamim in a bama ketana, because the Torah achas nasna lechol korban shlamim. And we know that in the case of shlamim, lasos zman bama ketana, meaning that there's a psul of pigul in shlomim, that psul of pigul now has to apply to even kodshei bama ketana. Kizman, like the achila of kodshei bama gdola in the case of pigul, or for that matter in the case of tuma. So that parasha of the psul of pigul and tuma that is explicitly mentioned in bama gdola will be noeg in kodshei bama ketana as well, by virtue of the pasuk zos Torah zevach shlomim Torah achas lechol korbanos hashlom. Rashi says that as far as the psul of nosar in bama ketana, we derive that from gzeirah shava to pigul. Now, why does Rashi require that we derive the din of nosar and gzeirah shava be pigul? Lechora, the din of nosar is also mentioned in the parasha of Torah hashlomim, and we have this halacha of hatorah nosna Torah achas lechol korbanos hashlomim. So he quotes here the Chok Nosan, who offers the following teretz. He says that by virtue of the Gzeirah Shava, we're going to derive that even the Chiyuv Chatas would apply in the case of Achilas Nosar in Kodshei Bama Ketana, and that we could not derive from Toras Zevach Hashlomim Torachas, because in Onish Kares, if it's not mentioned in that parasha of Shlomim, cannot be included in the equation of all Korban Shlomim. We would know that there's an aver of achilas pigul, but we would not know that there's an aver of achilas nosar. And for that, Rashi says we have to derive it in gzeirah shava from pigul. Hadron alecha paras chatos uslikale mesechta zvachim. The Mishnah at the beginning of Mesechta Menachos is addressing the din of machsheva shalol lishma menachos. If let's say you have makriv a mincha shalol lishma, but rather l'shem mincha acheres, like for example, let's say he took an adova for a minchas marcheshes, he brought it to the azara, the kohen did the kmitza, and he declared hareini komitzel sol l'shem minchas machvas for a different mincha. And we're going to see this in the sugya on Amid Beis here at the very beginning of Menachos. This shinu is also included in the psul of shalol lishma, and a psul of shalol lishma in karban mincha passels the mincha. In most minachos, there's no machshava poselis which completely undermines and passels the karban legamri, the mincha legamri, but rather it nullifies the ritzui or the kapara of the karban, and nevertheless, it's not olul abaylim l'shem chova, because once you undermine the ritzui carbon, the baylim have to replace the carbon with another carbon, in this case the mincha with another mincha. So even if the kometz is mukhtar al gabi mizbeach, and even if that's enough to be matir the achilas shirayim, nevertheless it's not olul abaylim l'shem chova. However, there are in certain cases of menachos a machshava shalol l'shma that completely passels the carbon legamre for haktor and for achila, as we will learn be'ezer Hashem. Now the Seder, just to review of Hakrovas Mincha, is that after the Mincha is placed in a klishores, the Kohen takes a kometz with his hand, a below komtzo, he puts the kometz in another kli, he's molech the kometz to the Mizbeach, he's makti the kometz on the Mizbeach. So there are four avodos, which parallel the four avodos of Zvachim. And what are the four avodos of a mincha? Number one, kmitza. Number two, nesinas hakometz bekli. Number three, holocha to the mizbeach. And number four, akhtar al gabi mizbeach. And a machshava poselis of shelo lishma would apply to any one of those four avodos, as we'll see in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah begins, Kol ha-menochos shenikmitsu shelo lishman ksheros. In other words, this is the universal rule that usually applies in a case of a mincha, that shelo lishma does not completely disqualify the mincha, which means that the kometz is going to be burnt on the mizbeach, the shirayim will be eaten by the kohanim. Ela shelo ol bailim l'shem chova, and this parallels the Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim, that although the carbon is kosher lak Torah, but nevertheless the Baalim have to replace it with another one, they didn't fulfill their obligation insofar as the carbon was brought shelo lishma. However, there are two cases that are mentioned here in the Mishnah where shelo lishma absolutely passels the carbon, chutz mi minchas chote u minchas knos. A minchas chote, which is a mincha that comes from an avera for which you chayev a korban ola v'yored. For example, shvuas ha'edus, if a person takes a shvuah that he doesn't have edus, and then he does have edus, or for example, a person enters into the migdash or eats kodesh b'shogeg when he's tamei, if a person takes a shvuah sheker, for example, he says lo achalti, he takes a shvuah lo achalti and he ate. If he's an ashir, he has to bring for these, any of those violations, a kizba or a seiro lechatos. If he's an ani, he brings shtei torim or shnei bnei yonim, one for chatos, one for ola. If he's an ani biyoser, dali dalus, then he brings asiris ha'efa soles lechatos. That's going to be the case of a minchas chote mentioned here in the Mishnah. Then we have minchas knos, which is a minchas sota. If a woman had kinui and then she violated the kinui and she had stira, we don't know if she had znus or not in that yichud, in that private secluded area. She is brought by her husband to the azora, and the kohen has to be mashkeha mayim morim, a concoction that is going to investigate in her innards whether she was guilty of the crime. She has to bring asirus ha'efa kemach siorim lemincha. So that's what we have here in our Mishnah. And here the machshav of shelo lishma, if the kmitzu is shelo lishma, the karbonos, the menachos here, these two menachos are psulos legamrei, and the kmitzu is not burnt on the mizbeach, the shirayim is not eaten by the kohenim, and the Gemara Daf Dalid is going to determine what the source is for these two exceptions to the rule. The Mishnah goes on to interpret in what situations, what scenarios the mincha becomes psula as a result of machshav shelo lishma. And it says the following, minchas chote or minchas knos shekmatzon shelo lishma o shenosan. If the kohen puts the kometz into bekli shelo lishma, or hilech, he's molech the kometz to the mizbeach shelo lishma, or hiktir, he puts it on the esh shelo lishma. In these two cases, instead of having in mind the minchas chote or the minchas knos, he has in mind a different mincha. Oh, another possibility is that he had a machshava in one of these avodos that we mentioned earlier, of harenu oved lishman vishalo lishman, o shalo lishman v'lishman, even if he has this paradoxical combination of machshavas, but one of the machshavas that he had was shalo lishma when he did the avoda, any of the four avodos is therefore psulos, the mincha is psula, and it would not be burnt on the mizbech. That's the Mishnah at the very beginning of Masechta Menachos. We'll stop here, and I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbos Mevorchim, Chodesh El. It should be a month of tshuva. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. For all of us and all of Klal Yisrael, Keni Ratzon, Amen.